You bet, Kyle. You know, this is the week that we recognize National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. You know, it's a time dedicated to honor the 911 dispatchers and emergency communication professionals who serve as the first responders in our communities. And this is an annual observance that honors men and women who answer the emergency calls, the dispatch, the first responders to get us where we need to go, and to provide that critical support during a crisis. And this is a way to recognize their dedication, professionalism, and the vital role they play in public safety to everyone in our communities. Some people don't realize that when you call 911, the telecommunicator dispatcher is the very first point of contact. That's the first voice they hear in those critical moments. And what their job is to gather life-saving information, to provide what we call EMD, emergency medical dispatch. They provide like instructions for CPR, some trauma incidents, and various medical conditions to the caller to help that caller through that situation. And then at the same time, they're coordinating either law enforcement, fire, or EMS responses all before they arrive on scene. They're trying to gather that information to get that to those responders. And many times, depending on the call, they're coordinating multiple agencies all at once. Good example of that is a motor vehicle crash with injuries. They're coordinating all these agencies together and trying to get them to that scene to provide that help. In Marshall County, our communication center is responsible for dispatching 3 law enforcement agencies, 12 fire departments, and 9 EMS agencies. That's just in Marshall County. And that doesn't include the point-to-point communications across Iowa and the arrest warrant or protection order verifications that is their responsibility when the other agencies come across the individuals with these arrest warrants or protection orders. They handle high-stress situations daily. They often deal with life or death emergencies that sometimes come back-to-back without a break, and they may stay calm under the pressure while operating multiple systems at once. And then cope with that emotional and psychological stress from difficult calls, not only from the caller standpoint, but, they have a lot to going on, and they have to coordinate this with their thinking through those issues. To kind of put it in perspective, 2025, just our communication center dispatched over 75,000 calls for service, and that averages about 205 calls a day. So they're very busy up there. Where they're housed is the Marshalltown Police and Fire building. It's been quite a journey for them from being in the old, what I call the old Ma Bell building down at downtown Marshalltown. So they've increased their technology considerably, especially in that building. And one of the things you have to always keep in mind, too, is to be a good telecommunicator, you have to have strong communication skills. You have to have that ability to make quick decisions. And then you have to have empathy. Sometimes they just need that support to be able to make it through that crisis. And then, of course, the ability to multitask, operating the technical dispatch systems to handle those stressful situations. I like to kind of describe our communications center at their workstations or like sitting in the cockpit of an airplane. A lot of times we get those different calls that come in since we do have a multicultural community. Sometimes they don't speak the same language or they revert back to their homeland language. It's hard to understand, so we have to be able to also translate. And then they also have some technical advances where they actually can send a link to your cell phone just to provide that simple information on where you at. That's one of the most difficult things that people have a hard time identifying where they're at. So this helps that dispatch center to be able to coordinate law enforcement to where that actual emergency is. And as we observe National Public Safety Communicators Week, we just want to take a moment to thank the voices behind that phone line and those who are there in our most critical moments that don't often receive the recognition they deserve. You know, it's a very difficult profession. And unfortunately, it's one of those professions that you get burnout in, and it's just you just immersed in that situation, and you just have to be able to cope with that and to be able to get responders where they need to go.
Yeah, wow. I had no idea I'm sure our listening audience had no idea all that they do, all the coordination. Is it okay? I'm not really sure how to ask this, so I'm just going to ask. Is it anything like you see on television where they sometimes will give medical, you know, help, or they'll say, you know, is he breathing? Is have you tried chest compressions yet? Have you tried CPR? Do they do that?
They absolutely do, Kyle, and that's a lot of times people aren't comfortable with doing that type of resuscitation or first aid on people. They may or may not know it, maybe a family member. So that's kind of the role of the dispatchers, to kind of walk them through that, to give them that confidence, and that give them that the ability to be able to perform just the basic life-saving stuff until we can get our first responders there. So, and that gets that's very stressful for them, because you have to visualize what the situation is, their surroundings, and then you have to be able to relay that information to everyone. It's hard to do.
Sounds like it. Wow. Hey, Sheriff, always good to visit with you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kyle.